During Robert Brogdon's Olathe Buick GMC clearance event, save up to 20% on new models like the 2023 Buick Encore GX or GMC Sierra 1500. View their huge inventory at robertbrogdon.com and find your perfect match.
All right, we continue right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Jason Anderson with you, Sterling Holmes, Dylan Michael, Sterling hanging out at Hollywood Casino. Draft coverage throughout the day presented by Hollywood Casino. Get in and on all the sports betting action with the only sports backing sports book in Kansas City. Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino at Kansas Speedway. Also, Greenlight Dispensary. Try the new AI Bud Tender to help you shop the huge menu online, up to 40% off select items this month. Visit greenlightdispensary.com. And Twin Peaks on the clock. Catch all of the draft action at the Ultimate Sports Lodge. Twin Peaks eats, drinks, and scenic views. Sterling Holmes is hanging out with us. Dylan Michaels, we had up until 2 o'clock. An hour from now, we'll play some sports or leisure, which, of course, will be all NFL draft-related, as it should be.
On your side, maybe, pal.
What? We're not doing all NFL draft movies, which is just simply going to be about draft day.
Yeah, I looked, and
no matter what.
The IMDb is just one movie.
Who, no matter what? Vontae Mack. And we're out. We are out. What was in the back of the playbook that he didn't realize was there? $100 bill. Spoiler alert, if you're going to watch it. We need another draft movie. We need another draft movie that isn't a GM that's driving into the office on draft day and is listening to the radio and decides, I'm going to panic and I'm just going to do, I'm going to go get this quarterback. I'm going to go get this quarterback. Let's get this quarterback. Because Aaron Goldhammer was on the air and who does he do the show with in Cleveland? I know this. It's Tony. It's the guy that we play all the time with. I'm at Buffalo Wild Wings. I will fight you. It's
Tony Danza.
It's not Tony Danza. It's Tiny Dancer.
Oh, there we go. There we go.
Neither of those two. We play it. One of the best clips we have. If you're one of them guys that's trying to hold a parade for losing every game, come down. I will fight you. I am at Buffalo Wild Wings. You stay away from me, my show, and my family. It's a great line. I want to say like Tony Reale, but it's not Tony Reale, obviously, because that's...
I have found the Baker interaction with him.
Oh.
That's also, right?
No, that's a different guy. That's
different
the reporter.
Tony?
That's the reporter that's a Tony.
Gotcha.
That's the reporter that was a Jesus, Tony.
Yes.
You know,
okay, so never mind.
Yeah, the other Tony is the one we have in the saved clips that we have on the hotkeys or whatever that has the come down to Buffalo Wild Wings. But anyway, regardless, they need a couple more draft day movies. I would think, instead of just the one with Kevin Costner, that a GM has all of this planning and everything that he's done throughout the year, and all of a sudden, just draft day, decides, I'm going to risk it all for a quarterback that we haven't done a whole lot of work on, and a lot of people didn't really like what this guy did, and nobody showed up to the quarterback's birthday party. Sterling, would you be drafted if you had a birthday party? Would people show up to yours?
I think so. Okay. I think people would show up to it.
You're better than that guy. I guess technically, could Jerry Maguire be somewhat of a pseudo draft because he had Kush? He got Kushlash, right? Kushlash that took place.
Have we thought about you, Dylan, and myself creating a draft day movie? Because I think we could totally do it.
Absolutely, let's do it.
Dylan's the athlete, of course. He's the only one who at least is semi believable as an athlete.
Yeah, he's the quarterback. He's the one that shows up and the guy that goes through all the workouts and everything. He might be the the good guy, the bad guy, the protagonist, the antagonist. We'll figure that out as we go along when we come up with these different storylines.
I'll be Sean McVay.
Yes, that's you can do that. Is it the hair? Is that why you're going with Sean McVay?
It's the hair. I need to work on the biceps, but I could do Sean McVay.
Okay. All right, let's get into draft picks throughout the Chiefs' history since 2017. Chiefs' draft picks since 2017, since they took the immortal Patrick LeVon Mahomes II. Should we start? Let's start three, then we'll go to two, then we'll go to one. Because when we started with number one, when we did our college basketball coaches, Sterling got really upset that we started at number
one. Well, it's a buzzkill. Why are we giving everyone the gold? We got you start with bronze.
Buzz Killington.
I guess Mahomes didn't start with bronze. So far, he's...
Yeah, he went with Sterling. So should we start with Sterling on our number three? Well, Sterling was number one for them. So that tells us we should start with Sterling and start from number one. Who cares? We'll start at number three. So we're just looking at who the best draft picks are. Now, you can wrap it in any logic or reason that you want as to why you've come up with 3-2, and then the best draft pick since they drafted Patrick Mahomes. So let's start with number three. Sterling, it's your birthday. You can lead us off. You're at Hollywood Casino. You can play some bets on what's going to go on tonight, some prop bets and some fun draft specials, draft day specials that are there. I may have just laid a couple of coins on Trey Benson being the first running back drafted. There's some smoke about him being drafted first now. J.C. Latham has now moved up to almost even money for him being the first offensive lineman taken. 2 days ago, he was like plus 2,000. Now he's like plus 150 because the expectation is now the Chargers are going to take him at number five tonight ahead of Joe Alt and the Titans at number seven to pair with Rashawn Slater for the Chargers so that Jim Harbaugh will have his anchor tackles and to help open up the run game. So now he's had this huge move. There's a lot of feel that the Giants are going to be taking a quarterback. J.J. McCarthy to the Vikings seems like it has some steam going there. So we'll find out. Penix maybe to the Raiders. So there's a number of things there that is going on in the draft. So you can certainly do that at Hollywood Casino. Let's start off with your number three choice, Sterling, the third best draft pick by the Chiefs since 2017.
Yeah, I want to point out for this, I didn't go by just best player because I think that's kind of obvious. I wanted to go more or less with where do they fit in, their impact obviously, but where they were drafted.
Yes, I agree.
Right, if you're a first rounder, well, I expect you to be a solid player. Right, you're going to have to be elite to get to that next level on this. If you were, let's just say, a fifth, sixth, seventh rounder, and you have clearly exceeded expectations, well, I think I'm going to rank you higher. So for that reason, going with the fifth rounder who got a second contract now here in Kansas City, I'm going Mike Dana. Mike Dana didn't have a lot of expectations when he was drafted, and he has been perpetually underrated. The statistics obviously are not going to be as good as some other guys that you guys may even have on your list, but I think where he was drafted, coupled with the second contract, coupled to, again, being a steady force on when he was drafted early, having to make an impact because the defensive line was so poor, I think Mike Dana gets thrown away too quickly. Mike Dana is my number three. I love the versatility. I love that Spags loves using him in the NASCAR package, inside, outside. Mike Dana is my number three.
Dylan, your number three?
My number three is Trey Smith. A little same reasoning. Sterling had the value in that pick, getting him in the sixth round and what you've gotten out of him, which is a two-time Super Bowl champion guard that will make a lot of money either from us or someone else.
Okay, so we all three have different number three, so that's good. My number three, and Sterling, I'm with you in terms of value and where they were drafted and fit and ability and all of those things, but I think it was such a home run get, and the fact that you traded up to do that, and I know that it costs more and maybe that takes value away from some, my number three is Trent McDuffie, because they at least identified, they, you know, moved some things around. They went a little more all in than they typically would do, or, you know, they had more picks, so it wasn't necessarily all in, but they went and got him, and he's been nothing but really good and was an all pro this year in just his second year in the NFL as a slot corner or whatever. And it also allows them the versatility to trade away a L'Jarius Sneed and not feel like you're hamstrung that you have to sign L'Jarius Sneed to a longer term contract because the only guys left would be Jalen Watson or Joshua Williams, or even this draft, us talking about, well, they're going to go and sign Donovan Smith, but they're going to take a cornerback in the first round because they let L'Jarius Sneed, or they traded L'Jarius Sneed, and they're going to use that third round pick in 2025 to move up in the first round to take a cornerback. So even though he was a first round draft pick, Trent McDuffie has been as advertised and worth them moving up to get him. And there's a reason they had a first-round grade on Trent McDuffie, and they didn't think he was going to be there at 21. So my number three, and the fact that he is a first-rounder shows obviously how good I think he is, as most people do. So my number three ended up being Trent McDuffie. We'll go in reverse order now. My second-best draft pick is what Dylan's third was, is Trey Smith. Getting him in the sixth round, he's added some nastiness to the offensive line. And you know what? Some people, if people thought Trey Smith would be this, he wouldn't have been drafted in the sixth round. He'd be a second round guy. Hell, somebody might have said into the first round, this is the best guard in the draft. This guy can be a Pro Bowl guard for 3 or 4 years, a second contract guard that's going to get a lot of money when his rookie deal is up. And look what he's going to be able to do. And just the no quit, the second, the third effort, the kind of AH on the field that even though you're falling backwards, he's still going to want to actually slam you into the ground just so you know he's there. So the next time you're thinking about that, it was just an awesome, awesome pick. And it's been a huge difference maker for this team. Maybe they could have gotten by with Allegretti, you know, filling in that role and being that starting right guard if they did not have Trey Smith or they went a different route. But it also allowed them to have Allegretti fill in when somebody got injured in a Joe Tooney. If Allegretti's at right guard and Joe Tooney goes down, now Caliendo's playing, and we would, you know, have to see what would happen with that. But Trey Smith is my number two best pick for the Chiefs since 2017. Dylan, number two for you. You went Trey Smith number three. Who's number two on your board?
I will go Creed at number two. Just the I think the second round value of getting Creed there. And just what they do with centers, the list of Mitch Morse and Rodney Hudson and now Creed, they're very good at that. So I'll go Creed.
Well, I don't know where it's at, but somebody did a redraft of that draft, and Creed went 15th overall.
Yeah.
So there's along the lines of your thinking as well.
And there's
probably
a center in that first round somewhere, I'd imagine, too. Yeah. I wonder if that was Cesar Ruiz's draft.
The actual first-round draft pick that took place in that draft is – getting ready to play center for the Eagles is Landon. That was playing guard. He went in the first round. And then who's the center for the Packers? Because he went one pick in front of Creed.
Ohio State kid, I know. I
can't remember who it was. But there was a center drafted right before Creed, and then the Chiefs took Creed. So he was the third or maybe the fourth center. Either way, he was at least the third center drafted.
Josh Myers.
Okay.
Josh Myers.
There you go.
Ohio State, right?
Yes, correct.
And so then they went Creed Humphrey right after that. I like Creed as the second best on that list. Sterling?
I actually had Trey Smith and Creed Humphrey as my honorable mentions. I have one more HM, but I don't want to give anything away yet.
Don't give it away.
Trey Smith and Humphrey were just on the outside looking in. I went Dana 3-2. I actually went McDuffie just for your exact reasons there, Jason. Even though he was drafted as high as he was, they had to trade up for McDuffie. The fact is, he has exceeded those expectations. I think cornerback is a finicky position. I think it's one where, as you're seeing with the Bills and Kyir Elam, I think first-round cornerbacks have a fairly high bust rate, yet the Chiefs nailed it with McDuffie. They got their guy, and he has rewarded them with the first-team All-Pro. Again, slot or outside, I don't really care, but you're right. It does allow them to move on from a guy who's as talented as Legarius Sneed.
Yeah, and typically, I mean, look, they didn't move on from Chris Jones because – you know, the value he presents and how good he is as the defensive lineman. And those guys don't grow on trees, okay? He may have been grown in a lab just with all of the traits that he has, okay? Somehow he was a second-round draft pick.
Jason, I need to push back just a little bit there. Okay. I don't think anyone's actually grown on trees.
Yeah, I'm saying that's what he was. The guys like him don't grow on trees. They don't. They can grow in a lab, though. I mean, Mahomes was you know, he was created, right? Like, he's not like a real human.
Well, I mean, I'll point out, Jason, I don't think you were also grown on a tree. Take that as you will, but...
I'm going to take that as I will. I don't think I was grown on a tree either. You know what? And money. You don't just go get money from the money tree either.
Which is one of the few things that kind of does come from trees. Like, we were
lied to.
Isn't
that weird?
Yeah.
Isn't that weird? It's like, well, I can't just go get money. Why don't you just go get money from the money tree? The money tree is right outside. It's a money tree. All right, Sterling, so you went last there. So we'll snake back around. Sterling, you'll lead us off. Who is your number one, the best draft pick for the Chiefs since Patrick Mahomes?
I think it's kind of obvious. Legarius Sneed, the guy we're talking about. I know he didn't get a second contract here in Kansas City, but that's kind of a good thing, right? How many cornerbacks do get a second contract here in Kansas City? He was a fourth-round draft pick who should have been All-Pro last year. I don't think there's any question that he was snubbed of that. Legarius Sneed, inside, outside, the versatility, the chess piece. I think part of it was allowing the Chiefs to move on from Tyrann Mathieu. I get different positions, safety versus corner, mm-hmm. but the versatility of Sneed to use him as that, again, I guess, chess piece, if you will, allow them to move on from a guy like Tyrann. Legarius Sneed, to me, is the best pick post-Mahomes.
Post-Malone or post-Mahomes? Which one?
Could be both, actually.
Yeah, probably, yes. Dylan, you're number one?
McDuffie.
Okay.
So, nice. I just... Watching the fact that he ran Debo's routes in the Super Bowl on the biggest stage, I can't get that out of my mind.
Brilliant.
It's just so awesome. So, and we get to keep him for a little longer. So yeah I'll go number one him.
My number one was Sterling. It was Legarius Sneed for a lot of the reasons that you mentioned there, Sterling, in that you got a guy who turned into be just a lockdown cornerback, a guy who traveled with the number one receiver, you know, each and every week, the guy who had Tyreek Hill saying, y'all saw when he threw me to the ground, threw me into the ground. You know, that was Legarius Sneed, sort of a tone setter there. And one thing that I think the Chiefs will miss, and they'll have to find somebody to do it, but they will definitely miss when Legarius Sneed was on the outside, you didn't throw the quick pass down the line of scrimmage to a wide receiver.
No.
It was tackled. He would get through the wide receiver, he would work through the block, and he would make the tackle. Then him being out there, not only like traveling with wide receivers and doing that, he eliminated that little aspect from the opposing team's game as well. I'm just going to take the snap and boom, quick down the line of scrimmage, we got numbers down there. No, you don't, because that wide receiver is not placing his hands on Sneed good enough to where he's not going to work back around that and make the tackle. And he's not the only one, because I think Dave Merritt and the Chiefs do a great job of, one, coaching it, but also drafting that, because that was one of the things about Trent McDuffie, is that he would come up and tackle. He's a willing tackler. It's not like Marcus Peters or we've seen other cornerbacks. This guy wants to get his nose dirty. This guy wants to get in on the action, and he's done that. Joshua Williams, Jalen Watson, those guys battling through blocks to get up there and make those hits in the backfield on those wide receivers. Physical, taller, longer arms to get and shed the blocker. Has helped the Chiefs do that. And one of the things that adds to Legarius Sneed is they took him in the fourth round. They got what should be all pro, at minimum Pro Bowl production from him, and then they flipped that into a third rounder. So they took him in the fourth, and they got a third rounder for him 4 years later. So I just that was such a dynamite pick. I have a couple of honorable mentions as well. My two honorable mentions were Creed and Mike Dana. I had those listed, but McDuffie and Trey Smith and Sneed obviously made the list. Sterling, you have any honorable mentions?
Yeah, Creed Humphrey, Trey Smith, and then George Karloftis. Again, I know Karloftis was a first-round guy, but he was thrust into a role where he had to make an impact year one, and he did. Not many edge rushers make an impact as quickly as Karloftis did. Now, I don't know if his ceiling's ever going to be as high as a Myles Garrett by any means, but he was also drafted at 32. You don't expect that. I think Karloftis, a little bit like Mike Dana to an extent, has become perpetually underrated, especially by the national media. The fact of the matter is Karloftis can be on the field, what, 80% of the snaps?
Yeah.
I mean, that's very unique. You know, we sometimes see Max Crosby and how often he's out there. That's the complete outlier. But to an extent, Karloftis and his motor is an outlier, too. He's good getting after the quarterback, and he's very good against the run as well. He's a complete player, and he still is so young. He was an honorable mention. I couldn't quite give him over Mike Dana because of the fifth-round tender on Mike.
I get it.
But I think Karloftis deserves more credit than he gets as well.
Honorable mentions, Dylan, for you?
Give me Mike Dana. I didn't have any, but Sterling made a good point. Mike Dana.
Yeah, Mike Dana. So there you go.
Can you clip that, by the way, of you saying Sterling made a good point?
Actually,
I would love to have that.
We went off the air. And
yeah, I actually dumped it.
And all the computer stopped working at that exact time. That's weird. You know what?
There
you
go. 2 weeks in a row, actually.
There's your birthday present.
There you go.
There's your birthday. Don't ever say that Dylan didn't get you anything.
That's two things. I got you to Hollywood Casino.
And I
said I agree with you.
Doubling up on your 30th birthday, Sterling. How's it feel to be 30?
Feels like 18, 19. Yeah, it feels the exact same. I don't feel 30.
You feel like you're 29?
I feel 29. Well, fun fact for you. Okay. It's not really fun, and no one cares. I do a thing where every single year I can see if I can still get rim, you know, 10 feet. Because I'm a big basketball guy, obviously. I want to see if I can still get it. From ages 18 to 29, I've been able to. So I need to see if I can still get it at age 30 or if my hops just completely go.
Just go to break. All right, we continue right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Jason Anderson with you, Sterling Holmes, Dylan Michaels. Sterling is hanging out at Hollywood Casino, Kansas Speedway.
Yeah, baby.
The NFL draft coming up tonight. You can watch it there tonight, tomorrow, and also set. In fact, you don't even have to leave. You can just stay there until the draft is over. Huh?
I brought a air mattress,
good
just so you know. Yeah.
Good for you. Good for you. I believe Sarin and Curtis and Mark Boerichter did as well for them tonight when the draft is officially over. I think after the Super Bowl, did you and Briscoe just, Dylan, did you guys just stay here, or did you guys go home and actually get a little shut-eye after the Super Bowl postgame?
I went home and tried. Yes. I think it was 2 hours total.
The Royals World Series Game 5 in 2015, I believe, was an all-nighter. And, like, St. John and Nate, I don't believe, went to bed. Like, I think they stayed up. They were a part of the post-game show, and then they did their show at 6 in the morning.
Now,
the next
we
morning.
Would have had to if it was 6 a.m., but thank
yeah, for
God
sure.
it was 10.
Absolutely, for sure.
And that's an Ironman challenge for those guys, as well yeah. as the gentleman doing the draft.
I mean, they're starting at 2 o'clock.
I can't.
They're starting the regular show at 2 o'clock till 6, and then they're doing the NFL draft special coming up tonight, where the Chiefs may pick it. What? How long does the draft first round usually last? 3 hours?
6 hours.
A long time.
Like the first, it used to be 6 hours,
yeah,
right?
You think you're going to be mad if they trade out of that spot?
Oh. Oh, man.
I couldn't imagine.
Yeah. So the on the clock will start at 10 o'clock. 7 o'clock. Thank God it's not 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock somewhere. But the Bears will be on the clock at 7 o'clock. And, you know, one of the techs came in earlier and said, you know, it'd be nice if when the teams know who they're going to take, they just simply turn the card in and pick who they're going to pick and not wait the full 10 minutes. And I do agree with that, but I think some of that is the NFL. Doesn't the NFL make the first pick wait 10 minutes, even though they know who they're going to draft? Like, I could be wrong. Maybe the Bears tonight, when it says Bears are on the clock and then 4 minutes to go, it'll say the pick is in. We know they're taking Caleb Williams. They know who they're taking, even if it's like, well, we don't know that they're taking Caleb Williams. Maybe they're taking somebody else. Whatever. They know who they're taking. But I'm pretty sure, like, every year, the first pick in the draft, doesn't the full 10-minute allotment go away? And then they say the pick is in, and it's like, come on, man, you knew the whole time. Let's go. Let's get the second bullet.
Yeah, the Trevor Lawrence one.
Yeah.
Trevor Lawrence was the worst.
Yeah.
Stafford, when they paid him before the draft, I think.
Yeah, that's right.
Still did that.
Yes. The defensive end from North Carolina State to Houston instead of Reggie Bush, they paid him. Mario Williams, is that who it was? They paid him the night before. They agreed to a contract with him the night before taking him number one. It's like... And that time was still 15 minutes, right? That was still 15 minutes per pick. You don't need the 10, let alone 15 minutes between a pick, man. Now, if the Chiefs had the third or fourth pick, hey, 20 minutes before picks, I get it. You need to really examine all of the different options,
it, man.
You need to know what's there. Somebody trying to trade up? Can you trade back? Go through all of the medicals once again. You want to make sure you're getting it right. Pick number 32, I don't know that you need more than 3 or 4 minutes. You know, maybe you should have done more planning beforehand. Trying to pull off this last-second deal like your Costner, you know, maybe you should have done a little planning, you know, the days before. You know, Brett Veach and the Chiefs had a deal with the Buffalo Bills on Tuesday of the draft in 2017 when they selected one Patrick LeVon Mahomes of the Buffalo Bills at number 10. They had already figured that out. He wasn't there at number 10, and they all of a sudden got on the phone and was like, oh, Buffalo, would you like to take our first-round pick next year? And they already had it figured out. Buffalo agreed to the terms. The Chiefs agreed to the terms, and if their player was there, they wouldn't tell Buffalo who it was. But if their player was there, then they both agreed that they would do the trade, and the player was there. It was Mahomes, and they agreed to the deal. 3 minutes. Let's go. Let's move on. Now, I do believe there needs to be more celebration for the Super Bowl champ. So maybe like 15 minutes for the last pick in the first round, right? You need to that's what, if you're paying the Super Bowl champ tax of picking 32nd, there should be a little bit of a pat on the back and a, you know what, we're going to celebrate you a little bit more. You're going to get 15 minutes for your pick at number 32. This has nothing to do with it being about the Chiefs. Nothing at all. I'm just saying that's how generally it should be. This specific
year. I like
year.
It. Yeah. I think it's this is a perfect example of when to do it.
Thank you. I appreciate that. That's very, very kind of you, sir. 913-912-4810. This is an interesting point. We were talking about draft day, and we don't have enough draft movies. Tex says, and this is sort of real life, says, get Kevin Costner wheeling and dealing and trading for the picks, since he did that magic on the movie. But
twice.
Yeah, that's right.
Don't forget,
that's right.
He got him to trade,
that's
trade
right.
the picks back to him.
But Brett Veach makes the selections.
Mm.
So you get Costner's wheeling and dealing, but he also went like a bad quarterback, and then he went linebacker at like number 8, you know. So it's like, you know, like, really? Linebacker no matter what. Off-ball linebacker no matter what. Middle linebacker. Kevin Costner would draft Peyton Wilson tonight. At number 7 or number 8, Peyton Wilson, no matter what. There was a scouting report on Peyton Wilson, which I thought this was real, sort of indicative of how he plays. The scouting report was something along the lines of, this guy may not play past his rookie contract. And it wasn't a bad
wow.
thing. It was that he is so careless with his body, throwing it around, just running into people. He's so violent on the field that he may not be able to play past his first contract because his body might be broken down. That was sort of a positive and a negative at the same time, right? That's not damning with faint praise. That's like praising with some sort of a negative that might be viewed as that. Like, well, if you draft this guy, you may not be playing more than 4 years. Why? Because his body will break. Because the NFL is Drago. And he is Rocky, and he's just going to throw himself into the punches over and over again, and eventually he can't go anymore, okay? And he can't talk, and he can't see, and his career is over. But, man, those 4 years are going to be fun.
It's like the, you know, faults that people find in themselves of being too giving and
that's
too
right.
too nice or too, yeah, that's the same ilk.
Doctor said I was in too good a shape.
There you go.
Too healthy. You didn't go to your physical, did you? No, I did not.
I understood that reference.
Thank you. Very good. Yeah.
I love just making sure you know when I, because yeah. you need that, right? Because what if we're just like, dude, what are you talking about? We have no idea what you're talking about, Jason.
It's mainly
then you'd feel pretty bad.
It's mainly the movie references that I was scarred by with Josh. You have already told me that you were a big Family Guy fan. So
of course, but
so,
still,
so
I
would
need
expect
to,
you
I need
to
let
get
you
that.
Know.
No, I appreciate it. Absolutely. And I'll let you know on the very, very, very rare occasion that I get your sports reference or your music reference. The very rare occasion that I pick up on your music reference. Because it's worse than Josh with movies to me. My musical lack thereof, any connection of songs and artists and things like that, that you obviously have grown up on in your life. You were what's the line by Bane? You know, I was born in the darkness.
I was born in the music.
I was born in the music. You merely moved here. You were born in the music. Everybody else merely is playing along. So I can't, I'm never going to be anywhere near on that level. But the text said, you get Brett Veach making the picks, Kevin Costner wheeling and dealing. The Chiefs will somehow end up with Joe Alt and Roma Dunze tonight.
Yeah, the wheeling and dealing of Kevin Costner, but the conviction of Brett Veach.
Yeah.
That's the perfect
I like
GM.
I like that, yeah. Yes, but not the... Yeah, so just the wheeling and dealing, right? Because Kevin Costner, the spur of the moment, the whim, like, oh, I got a wild hair. Let's go get a quarterback tonight. No, to hell with that. Let's go get a linebacker. Number 8. This is going to be a tone setter. Oh, by the way, my true number one pick, number one draft pick since Patrick Mahomes is Nick Bolton. That was my true number one. I put L'Jarius Sneed just to play along the game with you guys. But really, truly, the best selection by the Chiefs and Brett Veach since Patrick Mahomes has been Nick Bolton. Do they win any Super Bowl without Nick Bolton on the field?
See, I don't know this about you yet, Jason. If you're having any Nick Bolton slander, if this is you being facetious right now, I will drive back from Hollywood Casino, which is going to hurt me very much because Hollywood Casino is outstanding. If you are ripping on Nick Bolton, sir, I will drive back and I will have a mean worded letter that I will hand deliver you and watch you open it, and you will read my mean words to you, good sir.
He actually can't because he's legally obligated to say nice things about Nick Bolton. He went to
the
zoo.
That's right. Yeah, Sterling. All right. I mean, so it's like, you know, here's the deal. I'm at Union Broadcasting. I will fight you. I will fight you. Also, obviously I'm being facetious a little bit with that, but not to the degree that people hate the pick. I like the pick. I think he's been really good.
I will fight you.
Thank you. Tony Rizzo,
Jason,
by the way,
wants Anthony Hitchens back. That's all I gathered.
Oh, my God. No, thank you. No, thank you.
That's why I couldn't find
Jorian O'Daniel.
The hot
key earlier. What's he up to?
It was under Rizzo. Yeah.
It was under Rizzo.
I didn't know his last name.
Yeah, Tony Rizzo was the I will fight you. I'm at
Wild Wing. I am at Buffalo Wild Wing because I will fight you.
If you're one of them guys that's planning a parade for this team going 0-16.
My God, man, have some pride in yourself.
It's one of, if not the greatest, sports radio rants that I have ever heard. It's so brilliant. 913-912-4810 is the text line. 913-912-4810. Text says, honorable mention, no mention of Pacheco in there. That's a good point.
It
probably, you know, Pacheco.
I've thought about it.
Yeah, Pacheco should have been one of my. If I'm coming up with honorable mentions, then I should have included Pacheco in there.
Yeah. You know, the reason why I didn't was the running back. I mean, the seventh round.
Yeah,
the
but seventh round
been,
running
been,
back
been
though.
Phenomenal. I know it was so hard. Pacheco, I mean, just missed. I couldn't have all honorable mentions, right? I didn't want to have five dudes. He was on the honorable of the honorable mention.
You know, I got honorable mentions of Brian Cook. Pacheco, I think Josh Williams has to be in there.
Juan Thornhill.
Juan Thornhill, honorable mention for sure. Jalen Watson, definitely. Nick Bolton. Leo Chanel has to be an honorable mention on there. You know, you got to include that guy. But yeah, I do think I should have included Pacheco because, yeah, running back, but we know how much better of a running back he is than Clyde. You know, so while we may not like the value of drafting a running back with the first in the first round, I don't know, maybe the second round, depending on, you know, your views and convictions on that. But clearly, drafting him in the seventh round, there's a lot of value in said draft pick. 913-912-4810. The news out of the NFL, Trey Hendrickson is not happy in Cincinnati. He wants to be traded. He has asked for a trade from the Cincinnati Bengals that is now, Sterling, not one, but two important Cincinnati Bengals players, one on each side of the football, that have asked to be traded to the Cincinnati front office. T. Higgins wants to be traded, and Trey Hendrickson. Now, they both want to be traded because they want a better contract. If they got the contract they're looking for and want in Cincinnati, they would not ask to be traded. But they're asking to be traded because they don't feel like they're getting it, especially when T. Higgins is saying they haven't even talked with him about an extension. It's just, here's the franchise tag, radio silent. And he's like, you know, then trade me. And maybe there is a trade of an Ayuk or a T. Higgins or something like that. We see some players get traded on draft night a lot. So, you know, maybe this is a somewhat of a, one of those big blockbuster deal nights where we see an Ayuk or a T. Higgins. But for Cincinnati specifically, to have T. Higgins and Trey Hendrickson both say, yeah, I want out. I want out of Cincinnati. And they were lobbing, you know, insults at the Chiefs with like, oh, you lost Sneed. You might lose Chris Jones. Oh, you got this going. You got that going on. Yeah. Also got three Super Bowls going on with that. Y'all got a Super Bowl appearance and two of your best players saying, I want out of this.
Is this any surprise to anyone who understands how the Bengals' front office is run and how the ownership is known for being cheap? This should surprise absolutely no one. Again, it's why you have to take advantage of your window when you have it, because every single fan thinks their window is wider and longer than anyone else's. It's why the Bills, when all those fans were talking about, we'll be here for, we'll be back. Well, will you? With the Bengals,
right.
It sucks, but... You know, Joe Burrow got injured a couple times. All of a sudden, he's no longer on a rookie deal, and now you're going to pay the wide receivers. And you're sitting here going, well, that window sure was short. And what did the Chiefs have, right? Their window, to me, and again, maybe because I also am a Chiefs fan to try and go with unbiased analysis, their window is more open, and they have the rings to back it up. So you're sitting here with Bengals and Bills. They're looking back saying, well, what the hell just happened? How did this all of a sudden go from we have so much future ahead of us to, wow, I guess we have to rebuild? Because that's what it looks like they're going to have to do if they're not going to pay their guys. Now, I'm not trying to, you're going to make fun of me, I know, for name dropping here, but I talked to Jamar Chase back in February.
Most people have. That's not a big name drop. I mean, we've all talked to Jamar Chase at some point.
And I was talking with him, and he was not as boisterous. He was not as confident as I have seen him in the past, right? A lot of the time was, we're the team to beat and all this chirping and all that stuff. And I talked about what's going to be like having Joe Burrow back next year and the team back together. And he kind of was like, you know, well, we have to figure out my situation. We got to figure out T. And that was the first time that I thought, I go, all right, maybe the Bengals are going to be blowing this thing up. If Jamar Chase, the most confident dude in the world, it seems like, is having some trepidation about next year, what should we think? Because that gave me some cause to pause.
Well, and I will, you know, when we're talking about the Bengals and the Bills, this to me goes back to Patrick Mahomes and what the Chiefs have done. It's why Patrick Mahomes, to me, is more, he's more Jordan than, and I know the comparison to Steph of, like, you know, changing the game, and Steph Curry helped change the game and all of that stuff. And I completely agree. The Splash Brothers, the pace and space, all of that stuff. But the Tom Brady and the Michael Jordan comparison for Patrick Mahomes, because how many rings does Peyton Manning have if Brady, you know, was just a career backup? Does Philip Rivers have a ring if it weren't for Brady, if he was just a career backup? How many rings did Tom Brady take away from other quarterbacks in the AFC? Even if it meant getting to a Super Bowl and losing, that AFC team might have gotten there and won. You know, we look at, like, Brady beating the Rams in 2018. I believe the Chiefs beat the Rams as well. So Brady got that ring, right? The Chiefs didn't. But if the Patriots would have lost to the Rams, I still think it was a Rams matchup. I look at, you know, 2015 NCAA tournament. Duke won the NCAA tournament that year over Wisconsin, and that was the one-and-done team with Justice Winslow and Jahlil Okafor, one of your, you know, favorite players. You had, you know, you had the freshman there. But I believe Duke was Kentucky, that was undefeated going into that Wisconsin game, was a terrible matchup for Duke. They were a really – Duke was a good matchup for them. Wisconsin was a bad matchup for them. Well, Duke didn't have to play them. And Duke beats Wisconsin on Monday night. I don't think Duke beats Kentucky on Monday night. But we don't know. It never happened because they ended up losing. But how many rings did, you know, Tom Brady take away from, you know, other quarterbacks? How many rings did Michael Jordan cost other – did Reggie Miller, you know, Stockton and Malone?
Yeah.
Like, Jordan has rings that if he wasn't around, other players would have and have different views historically. And – does Josh Allen have a ring?
Yes.
If Mahomes isn't around?
Yes. The 13-second game. He has one. Does Lamar Jackson have one? And the narrative, is that completely flipped?
Yeah.
Like, is Lamar Jackson just choking in the playoffs? Is that all of a sudden a false narrative if Mahomes wasn't around? That's a very good point, because the Chiefs have won. They were not supposed to win a Super Bowl last year. That was not theirs
to win.
Hell,
the last 2 years, they traded Tyreek Hill. The window was closed. You traded Tyreek, you're done. Keenan Allen, people are about to get exposed. Keenan, who?
He still hasn't answered who was the subject of that.
That's why he left teams. That's why Keenan left. He goes, I'm done. I got to get out of here, man. I can't do this. Mike Williams, I can't stay in the AFC West any longer. I have to leave. Derek Carr, I am tired of this. I have to leave. Josh Jacobs, I'm sorry. Nick Bolton is crushing me. I have to leave.
Sterling is crushing it on his birthday there at Hollywood Casino. We will take a timeout. We'll come back, wrap up this hour. Sports or leisure? We got some draft edition on the sports side that comes up at 1 o'clock, presented by Johnny's Tavern. More Zone right after this. All right, we got sports or leisure coming up in the 1 o'clock hour. 913-3810-810 is the phone number to play some sports or leisure. Giving away $25 to Johnny's Tavern. Johnny's Tavern, $25. Premier sports bar in Kansas City. You get a sports question and a leisure question right, you win. It will, on the sports side, be the draft-centric questions. So if you know about the draft, Chiefs draft, I even have some draft questions about Mizzou, KU, K-State. So if you want to choose a college draft pick route. And Sterling, you have all questions about draft movies that star Kevin Costner as a GM?
Every single one.
Awesome, man. Cannot wait to hear which movie that is. Name this movie that's about the NFL draft that has Kevin Costner as GM. Name this movie that Von Ted Mack, no matter what.